I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and this is Up to Date. Looking for a new sound? You don't have to go to Los Angeles to find it. Some Kansas City artists might just have the thing that's got that swing. This hour, we'll check out some of the latest tunes to come from area musicians. These artists are set to play local haunts like the Riot Room and the Beaumont Club, electrifying the crowds with the sounds of indie rock, jazz, and other genres. Our local music critics have their favorite selections for you on Up to Date, following this hour's news. Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Today, a music show with a twist. It's all about Kansas City music and Kansas City musicians. We've assembled an all-star cast of critics who will give us their takes on some of the best Kansas City music of 2012. We'll hear music from Ross Brown, The Empty Spaces, Deborah Brown, The Brody Buster Band, and The Caves. Joining us to guide us through some of the best Kansas City music of 2012, Chris Aguirian. He's co-founder of Inc. Magazine's Middle of the Map Festival and co-host of the weekly webcast The Mailbox on MidwestMusicFound.org. Chris, good to have you back again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us back.
Bill Brownlee is a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. That's Kansas City's top jazz blog. Bill, always good to have you too.
Glad to be here.
Michael Byers is here. He's the morning drive announcer for KCUR and co-host of The Mailbox. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Well, Chris, you live to tell about the Madonna concert this week. Tell
right.
us about it. How was it?
It was a spectacle for sure. It started the day before as I worked downtown in the Star Building, and driving around, all you saw were
semi-trucks
everywhere.
They were everywhere.
You could have opened a semi-dealership
in
downtown.
That
But there was at least 50. I'll say at least 50. They were triple stacked, double stacked around the streets down there the day before the show. And the stage, most elaborate stage production I've ever seen.
Really?
So many moving parts. And if you've ever been to a U2 concert and they have the heart that extends out into the crowd where Bono likes to run around, Madonna has adopted that. She calls it the triangle. And her band was out there a lot and dancers, at least 30 dancers, and it was impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got to talk about it. It was such a big musical event here in Kansas City this week. Bill, has it been a good year for Kansas City music? What's your sense?
Never better, Steve.
Really?
There's so much going on all the time on any given night. There are five places any one of us at this table would want to be.
That much going on.
No doubt about it.
Michael, what do you think?
I agree. I think it's been a great year, not only for again, getting out and seeing live music, but just for the diversity and quality of the sounds that we've been hearing. What you're going to hear from the three of us today, I think primarily are releases that have come out relatively recently. But you go back to the first of the year, and it's been a really, really good year for the local sound.
You know, does Kansas City have a sound? Or is that
I used to think so, but now I really don't think there is one specific definition because there's such a diversity. There's you can go and you can hear hard rock from Federation of Horsepower. You can hear alt Americana sort of country styles from Grizzly Hand. You can hear amazing jazz from Herman Mahari and Diverse. Just basically whatever you like, you can find. And if you want to try to broaden your musical horizons a bit and learn something a little bit new and try something a little bit different, there are plenty of options for that as well.
Now, gentlemen, what's your sense of what Kansas City's reputation is when it comes to great homegrown music? Do we have much of a reputation around the country? Anybody?
Yeah, I think we're getting back to that. We might have fallen away for a minute, but last year or this year still, South by Southwest was a great example where we got some love from the USA Today, and they did a feature on our Kansas City showcase at South by Southwest.
Wow!
They happened to catch the Beautiful Body set. The Hearts of Darkness set, and I believe we're going to play some Hearts of Darkness here in a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got some national play and articles next to Bruce Springsteen, Fiona Apple, Avett Brothers, And it was a really proud moment for all of us that put together that event at South By. But, you know, I think there's a few bands right now that could bubble over and go to that next step. And I think one of the bands that is on my list to do that's one of the first bands I'm going to play today. So
yeah, Michael, you're nodding your head.
I agree completely. Everything that he said, I think the Midcoast Takeover, which is the name of our showcase down at South By, it generated a lot of buzz. Certainly the USA Today article helped, but there's a national magazine called The Deli, which has its sort of satellite offices in roughly a dozen cities, just talks about music scenes in different areas throughout the country. And their headquarters named the Kansas City experience, the Midcoast Takeover, as one of the best unofficial showcases to go see at South by Southwest. And they were sufficiently impressed enough that not too long after that all was said and done, they actually approached us at Midwest Music Foundation and asked if we would like to join them. So now Kansas City has a presence on the Deli magazine, and that's headed up by Michelle Bacon, one of about, I don't know how many, 7 or 8 volunteers.
At least, yeah.
At least, that run the Midwest Music Foundation. And it's just another sign that Kansas City's homegrown talent is becoming not so much of a secret anymore. A lot more people are becoming aware of what we're doing here.
Let's go to some music here. And, Chris Hagerian, why don't you kick us off here with your first one, Making Movies.
Right. These guys just finished this album. They recorded it, as a lot of people have talked about, with Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. And the album's going to come out locally as a physical CD on November 20th. And then they're going to kick it off with a big Black Friday show over at Vinyl Renaissance, a free show, and then have a big album release show December 21st at Record Bar. And this one put me on Google Translate a little bit. With they do a lot of Spanish and English. And it's from an album called Ale Deriva, which means adrift. And then the song is called Cuda de Vida, which means Cradle of Life.
Okay.
Ese día, cuando éramos chicos, amor, era lindo, cadera encima de mí. Cubrí tu boca, tu mamá, no te oiga, el ritmo no quiebra aquí. Digo yo, cubrí tu boca, tu mamá, no te oiga, lo mejor de vivir. Déjalo, dices.
That's the group Making Movies. That's Chris Hagerian's first choice. We're doing a show. We're reviewing some great Kansas City music that's been produced here in our town this year. Bill Brownlee, let's take us to one of our natives, one of our best-known natives, Pat Metheny.
Yes. Well, Michael and Chris just suggested that there are a number of artists on the scene like Making Movies that are about to, in Chris's words, bubble over. Well, Pat Metheny bubbled over
a long time ago.
A long time ago. He's won 19 Grammy Awards.
19.
He comes back to town at least once a year. His concert at the Folly Theater this year with his new band, the Unity Band, was phenomenal. His new recording with that band is his most accessible work in years.
Hmm.
There's all kinds of sounds on it, including the song I've selected called Roof Dogs.
Okay. That's Pat Metheny's new one. You know, just, a few years ago, he was sort of doing a one man operation where he was controlling all these different instruments sort of electronically. Just a wild experiment.
Pat Metheny, I think, is the most inventive musician of our time in any genre.
Really?
And that project that you're referring to, the Orchestrion, is also included in his new album. There's one track that employs that. It's just crazy and exciting and just demonstrates his imagination.
Did he pull it off?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a stunning concept and one that I'm not entirely comfortable with, but it's he makes it work, and it speaks so highly of his vision of what the future of music might be.
That's interesting. All right, Michael Byers, let's go to a group, The Caves.
The Caves have come out with a brand new album within the past month. It's been pretty recent, called Duplexiaville. They've been around for a while.
Duplexiaville,
yes. Yeah. Led by Andrew Ashby, who is also the frontman for The String in Return, another local favorite of mine, and they played my birthday party, so I've got a special place in my heart for them as well. Their sound, he's got this very distinctive sound on his guitar, very kind of down-tuned, kind of sort of abrasive a little bit. But on the new album, it's not quite as harsh as it has been in the past. It's a lot more gentle. It's like the members of the band have sort of taken some of their life experiences over the past couple of years since they released their first EP, and they've lent those experiences and wisdom to the new work. And it's a much more mature sound, and it's a great sound. They do very well live as well.
This track is titled Give It Away or Lose It. That's The Caves. You're listening to our local music show with our critics Chris Aguirian, Bill Brownlee, Michael Byers here running through some great music from local artists from the Kansas City area here. Chris, let's go to We Are Voices.
We Are Voices, yeah. I always remember the first time I see a band live, and the first time I saw these guys live, I walked into the Brick, and it was packed, and I didn't know them, and I only knew one person in the entire bar. And that always makes me happy because they already have a built-in fan base and all these supporters. And they're about to put out their second full-length album, which is called Tread Lightly. It comes out on December 7th. And it comes out on December 11th, and there's a release show on December 7th at Riot Room. And they describe their music as music that will make your heart stop and your ears bleed. And I don't know about ears bleeding, but it's really pretty music with airy guitars, and it's really easy to get lost in. And they work really hard at it. And, you know, when you see a band on stage, sometimes they don't look like a band. Maybe the people in the band, but you see these four guys, and it looks like they could climb off a tour bus in any city, in any country around the world. Like, they have the band thing down perfect. And I'm really excited about this album. They sent it to me to check out a couple days ago, and it just happened that this happened. And so it's getting a little early release via KCUR.
The group is We Are Voices. This track, Fighting Fires.
We could try our senses alone.
Well, I like We Are Voices. That sounds great, Chris.
Yeah,
great
good
pick.
Stuff.
That's, again, We Are Voices, the track Fighting Fires from the album Tread Lightly. Okay. Bill Brownlee wants to go in a different direction here with our buddy Joyce DiDonato.
That's right. I know she's a friend of yours.
Yes, she is. What a great woman.
She's a Prairie Village native.
Yes, she is.
One of the world's top opera stars.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I selected this track is because the story of the year, of the past year anyway, in Kansas City has been the opening of the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. And with the Kansas City Symphony, she has recorded she did this homecoming program, which was broadcast nationally on PBS. This recording is an iTunes exclusive. It's available now. It is the first live performance to be officially issued from a performance at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. So the track I've selected is the most radio-friendly of the program. It's very atypical, but it's a standard that everyone will recognize.
Okay. Listen to that voice, and she was sitting in here just a few weeks ago and just as down to earth as anybody. Just terrific.
She's a charming lady.
Very charming. Great pick from Bill Brownlee there. Michael Byers, let's go to Gentleman Savage.
Wow, I've got to follow opera. That's,
yeah. How's this going to work, right?
Well, I think it'll work actually pretty well just because if you're a fan of vocal harmony, I think you're going to really like Gentleman Savage. They've just released a 3-song EP. I don't know if it's their first release or if it's just their latest. It is their first? Okay. Chris Aguirre with the confirmation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like this band's sound a lot because it's got, as I said when they asked me what I thought of it, it's like they took a few pages straight out of the Beach Boys handbook.
Mm.
It's got the great vocal harmonies. It's really well arranged. It's got great hooks. It's very light. There's some elements of XTC and the Zombies that you can hear in there as well. And if this is just their first release, I'm really looking forward to their second because this has got a lot of potential. I can't wait to hear what they do next.
The group again, Gentleman Savage, this track, Open Eyes.
Right back to the start.
Gentleman Savage, all of these picks are up on our website, kcur.org. You're listening to our local music show, running through a whole host of great artists from Kansas City with our critics today, Chris Aguirre, Bill Brownlee, Michael Byers. Chris, let's take us to Ross Brown here.
Yeah, Ross Brown just put out this album. It's a digital release available on their website at goldensoundrecords.com. And Ross has this sound, sort of a Paul Simon and Tom Petty's kid kind of sound. With a little Jackson Brown, maybe. And he put out this album as a solo release, and he's part of a few other projects. Another one of the bands I'm going to play called The Empty Spaces, and he's also in The Full Bloods. And the band that Michael played, The Caves, Ross is part of a trio of people that own the record label that distributed that album. and are distributing a few other albums locally and doing some really cool things. Golden Sound Records is the name of that label. And this album is only available digitally. You can get it for $6 at goldensoundrecords.com. And the song I was going to play was the title track from the album.
Small Victories.
Yes, it is.
Your aim is perfect, but your timing was off. You shot at the game like you had a purpose, but the game was over and your target was gone.
That's Ross Brown from Chris Aguirre and Bill Brownlee. How about the Brody Buster Band? Love the name of that group.
Right. Well, this is a cautionary tale, Steve. Today, Samantha Fish and Trampled Underfoot are the big names on Kansas City's blues scene. Well, Brody Buster was there first. He was the toast of the town about, 10 years ago when he was a teenage blues harmonica prodigy.
Yeah.
He appeared on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He appeared on the television show Full House.
Wow.
He had it all. And it just never quite translated. So on his new album, he's changed his sound. It's loud. It's angry. It's the sound of desperation. And I love it.
Okay.
So the album is titled We'll Die Young. And the song is I can't remember the name of the song. But
you don't have to go.
You don't have to go. It's loud, so get ready.
Brody Buster Band. That's Brody Buster. Time for a break here. When we come back, we'll continue our local music show. We'll get to music from Deborah Brown, Hearts of Darkness, Project H, Tiny Horse, Dollar Fox, and The Empty Spaces. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're back. I'm Steve Kraske. If you missed yesterday's conversations about Kansas City's rat control and how political cartoonists portrayed Teddy Roosevelt, you can find those in our weekend to-do list at kcur.org. What a combination, rat control and Teddy Roosevelt, but whatever. One didn't have anything to do with the other, just for the record. On Monday's program, we'll look at a program designed to reduce prisoner recidivism, and we'll talk with a local novelist who went from bankruptcy to bestseller. This hour, we're enjoying our local music show, running through a bunch of great music from local artists, Kansas City folks, with Chris Aguirre from Inc. Magazine, Bill Brownlee, a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com. Michael Byers is here. He's the morning drive announcer for KCUR and co-host of The Mailbox. And Michael Byers, speaking of you, you're up with Dollar Fox.
Love Dollar Fox. This is a band that you talk about, as I've said many, many times, one of the things that I look for in a band is being able to deliver the goods live. Dollar Fox is one of the best live bands around.
Wow.
It's sort of a contemporary take on Americana, to give it a real wide swath to trying to describe their sound. It's a five-piece band. Every one of the members in the band, I think, plays two or three different instruments and will switch them during the course of the set. I think at least four of them do vocals, and they'll switch vocals during the set. It's truly a team effort. And their performances are some of the most earnest and some of the most sincere. I mean, you can tell when you see them on stage that they really believe in their music, and all they want to do is just to entertain people and make music that people enjoy. And the primary vocalist, Tommy Donahoe, is also one of the people behind Money Wolf Records, another local music label. And they've got some great things coming out in the next few weeks. So they're going to be adding to the local music cadre pretty substantially, possibly by the end of the year, or if not early next.
Well, this track is titled This Apology from the album Little Mother's Things I Am Keeping from Dollar Fox.
Late night bar light, empty inside, broken up, choking up, ready to find anyone. Ready to find anyone. Looking out, finding out you got nothing to lose. Cashed out, run down. Ready to choose anyone. Ready to choose anyone.
That's Dollar Fox. Lots of great music here. Boy, I'm really enjoying this show. Just terrific choices of music. That one from Michael Byers. Chris Hagarian, let's go to the Empty Spaces.
Yeah, the Empty Spaces, the band, as I mentioned earlier, part of the Golden Sound Records family. And, you know, remember the show Happy Days? This band, to me, sounds like...
You may not, but I do. Yeah.
I remember it. And this band sounds to me like a band that could have been playing in the corner of the bowling alley, but a little louder. Just a little bit louder. And it's a three-piece indie punk rock band from here in Kansas City. And it's one of those shows, it's always a fun time, and it comes out of three very unsuspecting people. Always a fun show. And they're part of an event this weekend that we're going to talk about a little bit later called Apocalypse Meow, playing at the Beaumont on Saturday night.
Okay.
This is from their new EP.
The new EP is titled The Party Line, and this track is Holidays Are Nice and Warm from The Empty Spaces. The Empty Spaces. Sometimes, Chris, you got to explain to me, how do people play the guitar and sing at the same time? I've never understood that.
Well, and that's just three people, too. They're making a lot of noise for just three people.
I know. I just don't know how that ever works, but whatever. Which explains why I'm doing this show instead of performing live somewhere in a band. Bill, let's go to Deborah Brown, one of our buddies here from Up to Date, the great Deborah Brown.
She is great. She is, I think, Kansas City's best jazz vocalist, male or female, yet she's relatively unknown here.
Yes, she is.
In Europe, however, and in Asia, she's a name. So with that in mind, she brought a Dutch band that she tours with in Europe to Kansas City last year to record her new album, All Too Soon. It's a band led by a guy named Eric Ennecke. They played a show at the Gem Theater last year with Deborah. And the new album is very nice, old-school, traditional swing jazz in the vein of Sarah Vaughan. So this is the title track called All Too Soon.
We had to part the moment you had touched my heart, and with you with my dream all too soon. Our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone all too soon.
That's Deborah Brown, the track All Too Soon. Bill Brownlee calls her Kansas City's best jazz vocalist. That's her new album, again, titled All Too Soon. Michael Byers.
Steve Kraske.
Tiny Horse, please.
Tiny Horse, one horse, very small.
Not big, small.
Okay. Yeah. Originally, this was, and for the longest time, this was a two-piece with featuring a husband and wife, Chris Meck and Abigail Henderson. They've recently decided to expand their roster, and it is now a five-piece band. But the story behind Tiny Horse, we could probably take an entire hour just talking about this. Chris and Abby have been part of the Kansas City music community for quite a while. They were in the Gaslights, and then they've been in other projects since then. Tiny Horse kind of got put on the shelf for a little bit as Abby was dealing with some health issues, but she has rebounded magnificently, and they are working on new music. One of the unfortunate effects of the things she's been dealing with is her voice has been affected. I think she had a vocal cord was paralyzed, I believe.
Right.
So she doesn't quite have the power that she used to have. But now the music that she writes has so much more nuance and so much more depth to it. I told her I think it's a whole new voice, and I actually like it better.
Wow.
And you can get a chance, everybody out there listening, if you'd like to hear what it is that you're about to hear live. They are going to be appearing at the Midwestern Musical Company at 19th and Locust as part of the First Friday in the Crossroads festivities.
Okay. Let's listen to Tiny Horse here. This track again titled Ride.
Where do we go? Once you rise, on all you can see. What happens when we learn there's more to free than just there's no left to ask. Pictures of the past just sit in boxes underneath the bed. Money's just a noose, the old excuse. They fooled you in what you did instead.
That's spectacular.
I get a little
like
emotional listening to their music. I love them so much. I really
wow.
do.
She's doing well despite her.
She is. She's doing very well. She's ornery and feisty as ever. She'll kick you as soon as she'll hug you. So be nice.
That was just terrific. Well, you want to segue from that into a little conversation here about a benefit this weekend. It's called Apocalypse Meow, Michael.
Right. Chris and I co-host a webcast called The Mailbox, and it's hosted on the website of MidwestMusicFound.org, and that's the organization that Apocalypse Meow is benefiting. And the main reason that the Midwest Music Found exists is to try and make healthcare more affordable and more easily accessible for musicians in the Kansas City area. And tomorrow is going to be the fifth annual Apocalypse Meow. I believe it starts at 6 with the first band and goes till about midnight or so, till 1 o'clock perhaps. Music is to be at the Beaumont Club. Music for a solid 7 hours. We're going to have raffles and silent auctions. We ask people to come down and just listen to the music and enjoy what it is, because there's going to be a really good diversity of music there as we're trying to present here also. And we got, like I said, different prizes. A lot of sponsors have been kind enough to donate goods and services. It's just a chance for the community to come together and help itself and help each other.
Well, that sounds great. And again, that's this weekend starting what time? Saturday?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, and for more information on that too, there's Tim Finn wrote a great piece in yesterday's Kansas City Star, and it's also in this week's copy of Inca Magazine about the event and about Chris and Abby.
So 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Beaumont Club in Westport, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay. And you can get a little sneak preview tonight at the Midwestern Musical Company. That's sort of an unofficial opening act, if you will, for Apocalypse Meow. That starts tonight, I believe, at about 8.
Okay. Boy, that sounds great. Chris, let's go to a group. They call themselves White Girl.
White Girl, yes. This is another thing that just kind of ended up in my email inbox. Marty Bush is the lead singer, the brainchild of White Girl. And it's a band that has been around for a little bit, and it's changed a lot. And they're the most abusive band when it comes to the smoke machine in Kansas City. They can fill
a
room.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. You know, you never know what can happen on stage. Maybe they take a break after they start to play. But they just put out this new EP back in October, and they had an EP release show last week, and they're going to come up with another show November 5th at the Riot Room, playing with a band called Cinnamon Chasers. And, you know, it's electronic pop. The song's kind of a working man's electronic pop song. For people who are familiar with the guys in the band, with Marty and Nick Organ and Matt Epstein, you know, these guys, like what we're talking about with Apocalypse Meow, they're musicians, and they also, you know, they have other jobs trying to make a living, and bartender guys. And to me, this sounds like a perfect song written at the end of a very long bartending shift from Marty's perspective.
And this album is available. Where can you get it?
I think you can buy it at that show. I don't know if it's a physical release yet, but November 5th, you should definitely be able to find it. And I'll look that up, and maybe we can put it on the website how to get it.
That sounds good. This track again, Last Man Standing, from the group White Girl. Just like it a lot. I think all this great music's being made right here in Kansas City.
Right here.
This is our local music show. We're visiting with Chris Hagerian, Bill Brownlee, Michael Byers about great music being made right here in our town. And boy, there is some great music being made here. This is just amazing to me. Bill Brownlee, let's go to Hearts of Darkness, one of your favorite groups.
I think they're one of everyone's favorite groups.
Absolutely.
They're an Afrobeat collective based here in Kansas City, of course. They're a phenomenal live band. This is a track from their second album called Shelf Life. You three have radio shows and podcasts. I currently don't, but if I had one, this would be my theme song. It's called Come Forward.
Okay. Hearts of Darkness, one of Bill Brownlee's favorite bands here in the Kansas City area. That new disc is titled Shelf Life. Michael Byers, let's go to Rumble Jets, and this track is Rocket to the Moon. Tell us about it.
The Rumble Jets are probably the leading practitioners of the fine art of rockabilly here in the Kansas City area. Ah. They have it's a three-piece that is just energy from start to finish. They just came back from a European tour. It was European or Asian, possibly both. They pretty much hold up residence at Knuckleheads, and they're actually going to be playing there, opening for the Red Elvises on November 14th. Another band that's a whole lot of fun to watch. But Rumblejets, if you just like basic, you know, rockabilly, good time, old timey sound, that's where you go.
Let's check it out. The Rumblejets. Okay, Chris Aguirre, just a few minutes left here. We got to go quick. Grizzly Hand. Yes.
Yeah, the first five songs I played were all recent releases. This isn't a new release. This actually came out in February, but it's one of my favorite songs of the year. And Lauren Crum, the lead singer for Grizzly Hand, has just an amazing voice. And so much as she's actually trying to do some jazz projects now to lend her voice to sort of the torchlight world, I suppose. And this is from an EP that came out in February. And we're only going to get to hear a little bit of it, but you can pick it up at Vinyl Renaissance. There's a perfectly placed train whistle, 3.5 minutes into this song. But it's a good song. It's a good showcase of what Grizzly Hand has to offer and does offer always when they play a live show.
This track, again, is Black Coffee,
Black
right?
Black Coffee.
That's Grizzly Hand. Nice track there, too, Chris. Very
Thanks.
Nice. Bill Brownlee, Project H.
Yes. UMKC's Bobby Watson has done so much for the jazz scene in this town and music as a whole. He's inspired dozens, if not hundreds, of young jazz musicians. Project H includes several of them. The new album, Become Light, sounds a lot like a Bobby Watson album. The track Saturday's Back is just a fun, swinging Kansas City jazz song made by some of the area's best young jazz musicians.
This band performs November 10th at the Take 5 Coffee Bar. That's the one way out south, right?
151st and all,
I
believe.
It's out there a ways.
It's a great place.
Here's Project H. Project H, as recommended by Bill Brownlee. We were also joined today by critics Chris Aguirre and KCUR's Michael Byers. You can find a complete list of their picks and more information about our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Looking for a good movie? Check out our critics' three to see, their favorite indie doc and foreign film showing on area screens. You can find it at kcur.org. Monday on the program, we look at a program designed to reduce prisoner recidivism, and we'll talk with a local novelist who went from bankruptcy to bestseller. Our show's theme music normally is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.